Good evening, everyone. This is Al Smelders, Jr. with the Obvious Expert Teleseminars, and we welcome you all to the session this evening where we are going to just immerse ourselves in understanding how we will take and use publicity to build our business, regardless of what special service we provide. If we are consultants or coaches or hypnotists or doctors, whatever special service you render, you need publicity. And we have a master of the craft of publicity and getting press for himself with us tonight, Craig Eubanks. And Craig, thanks so very much for joining us here tonight.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Now, before we get started, why don't you tell the listeners who you are and why they should listen to you about free publicity?
Okay, I'd be glad to. First and foremost, I'm actually a copywriter. And when I tell people that, often there's confusion and they mean, do you help people like get their books copyrighted and stuff? And no, that's not what I do. I write ad copy and in particular direct response ad copy. I've been doing this, for 5-6 years now, ever since I left my former life as a Silicon Valley engineer. And I get paid pretty well for it because I help people make a lot of money with the copy I write. Press releases is just really another form of copywriting as I see it. And when you apply really good copywriting techniques to your press releases, combined with an understanding of what the press really wants, you'll get them noticed and you'll get free publicity, and that publicity is just way more valuable than you could ever afford to buy. So that's basically what I do. And then in the last couple of years or so, what I've been bringing what I learned in direct response marketing back into the realm of hypnosis, the profession of hypnosis. And as it says in the back page of the handout, I'm going to tell everybody where to get. I feel like I'm on a mission now to help all the professional hypnotists have a six-figure practice because I see so many of them struggle. And I'm going to do that through teaching them direct response principles of both online and offline marketing.
That's such a great mission to be on. And because we have hypnotists on the call tonight and consultants and coaches and other providers of personal services, how does this impact, since we're going to be talking sort of to hypnotists, but are we not talking to all those I just mentioned and beyond?
Oh, absolutely. I'm personally working with hypnotists because I'm a trained hypnotist and I understand their businesses and I see the need. But the principles and the techniques of direct marketing and of getting free publicity will work for any business. And in fact, they work really well, and especially the publicity, which is why we're here to talk about that today. Anybody out there, don't think this is just limited to people in the hypnosis field. Not at all. I've worked with clients in fields ranging from attorneys to people who do dating workshops, and publicity has worked for all of them as well.
That's so true. And as we progress this evening, I think everyone on the call will see and figure out ways that what you say tonight can impact their own business. And in fact, those of you who are on the call and those of you who listen to the audio recording later, pay attention and take some notes. And the two kinds of notes I'd like you to consider taking. First of all, something that really stands out that you found important and interesting from what Craig is teaching us tonight. Make a note of that. And also, if you find and hear something that it sort of strikes you as, whoa, I got to do that for myself, like, as soon as possible. I need to get proactive on this particular thing really soon. So you're going to sort of have two lists, something new you've heard about that really inspired you and something else that triggers a moment of action that says, okay, I've got to do that, and I've got to do it soon. So sort of two lists are going for yourself, and to help you on that regard, Craig has a handout that you can go onto the Internet and download. So want to share with us, how do we go get that?
Okay, great. So what I've got for everyone is I've got a handout I want you to get now, and if you can print it out, you can go ahead and write notes on it, because I think it's going to pretty closely follow what we're going to cover today. And the handout is at hypnosismarketingtips.com, so that's one word, /handout, H-A-N-D-O-U-T. So I'll say it again. It's hypnosismarketingtips.com/handout. And if you have any troubles with that, don't worry about it. Just take notes on the paper. But if you can download it, I think it'll be very useful for you. And then later on, I've also got a whole pile of free gifts for you guys. So stay on to the end of the call, because I'll tell you the URL for that. And one of the things is I'm going to give you a template that I've used in my clients that ended up getting people on the front page of the San Francisco Chronicle, front page listing in the live section of USA Today, and I've got clients on Playboy Radio. And I've given this same template out to the hypnosis community, and people have had fantastic success with it. We won't have time to go into depth on the structure of a press release, so that's why I've got that for you, so you won't have to worry about that.
Terrific. I'm just looking at it now. This is going to be a good guide for all of us tonight. And as Craig says, if you can't get it right now or can't print it out now, take good notes and then go back and get it later. And we'll make sure we send you the link for it as well. Okay, so here we go. I guess you sort of already, in a sense, answered the question in terms of the mission you were on as to how did you and why did you start teaching hypnotists, particularly how to get free publicity. In knowing that particular field as well as I do also, a lot of hypnotists just don't pay attention to what they could do. And is that part of what got you into this?
Well, that is part of it. I think you mentioned Wendy Friesen earlier. I mean, she's used publicity just in a massive way to help her business. But I didn't see too many of the other hypnotists out there using it. And even worse, they're spending lots of money on newspaper advertising and not thinking that, hey, I could get free articles written about me in the same newspaper that would cover more space than I could ever afford. But the main reason was I put up a survey on my site, and the number one question was, how can I get clients without spending a lot of money? So the obvious answer for that was, well, send out press releases. It's very low cost, and the results can just be phenomenal.
As I'm hearing you speak about the hypnotist, and I'm going to probably say this a couple times through the evening, because we have so many consultants and coaches as well joining us. Every time you hear Craig or myself say the word hypnotist and how we help them, insert in your own mind the word consultant or the word coach, because it all works the same way. So what are some of the benefits to using free publicity as one part and of an important leg of a marketing system, let's say?
Well, there are a lot of different benefits to it, and there's actually quite a long list, but I want to hit on three that I think are really huge. One, and this falls right in line with what we're doing today and the book you've written, which is you can position yourself as an expert. And if there's anybody I know who's really big on positioning, it's you. You know, I love your book. I mean, it's one of the best books out there on this kind of thing. And I'm a big proponent of it, too. Before you ever do any marketing, you should know what position you want to take in the market. And the great thing is when you decide that, you can write a press release and then have the press saying that you are that person, that expert, in that position in the market.
We'll even turn into the word obvious expert.
Obvious expert, yes. Yes, that's true. And because when people see the story, they make the logical leap that you must be the obvious expert. But since you've trademarked that,
use it freely.
Okay, thank you. Another one is low cost, high return. For just a few dollars and a little bit of your time invested, the reason that we title this that you can get over $10,000 worth of publicity free is The very first time I taught anybody in the hypnosis community this was World Hypnotism Day a couple years ago. And a person who lives in my area, Seth Deborah Ross, wrote me later and says, thank you, you know, for encouraging me to do that. I got over $10,000 worth of business from one day from the press. She sent out one or two press releases locally. And I actually know other people that have done even more than that, but I like that number. It's very believable. And it can happen. One article that takes up four, you know, two or three columns at the bottom of a page, if you price out what the price per column inch is, right away you've got $3,000 or $4,000 worth of space that you could never buy. But it's even better because it's content and not advertising. And the last thing is, if you can jumpstart a business with it, and immediately go from having like very little business and nobody knows about you to having your phone ring off the hook and be booked for months, which has happened to some other people that I've worked with.
As I hear the possibilities here, and just thinking about, okay, and once again, doesn't matter what the specialty that you're in is.
Oh, not a bit.
You know, and just think of what one press release in this particular case brought this particular specialist $10,000 in business just by getting a couple of press releases out. Keep yourself in the news doing something special. So with that in mind, what is the most important thing people need to know about the media before they try to get free publicity?
Well, this is really important because if you don't understand what the media wants, then they'll totally reject your press releases. And what they're looking for, and this it will sound like common sense, but unfortunately most people don't think about it. The media are looking for ratings. They're looking for audience response, and they want to sell more media because when they sell more media, they can get more advertising dollars, and that's their business. So when you write a release, you have to think about, you know, how can I help the media by giving them a good story? And when you can come from that point of view, you'll have much more success. Now, I do want to throw in one caveat because I like to be totally honest about things. There's no surefire 100% guaranteed system for publicity. So every time you send a release, you might not get a reply. So the idea is to do this as a regular part of your marketing system, which we mentioned earlier. When you do that, you will get response. Now, saying that, I've had a lot of people that I've taught the same kind of information to hit it big on their first release, including like, you know, 2 and 3 minute television interviews, primetime news. So it can happen. But the main thing is you got to do something. So, and you have to do it with the understanding of what the media wants.
And so what we're really talking about is win-win. In other words.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, frankly, all marketing should come from that point of view. And you always want to answer the question, you know, what's in it for me from the point of view that of the person that you're trying to attract to you. And I like to use the word attract because that's the way I believe marketing should work. When you've done it right, and this is another reason why press releases are so great, if you get a story in the newspaper that says, you know, you're the obvious expert, you will attract a substantial amount of business. They will come find you. And that's the way you really want to operate a business.
And as I hear this instruction so clearly, and it is so important, some people have said to me, well, if I write a press release, will it for sure get published? And if I send it out, will it for sure get published? And my answer, similar to yours, is no, it won't for sure get published. But one way to be sure that nothing gets published is to never send anything out. And
that's right.
The way to get things published is to keep aware, and that this isn't like send it out once or send one press release out and now rest on your laurels and wait for it to work. Am I right about that?
Oh, absolutely right. Yeah, and it doesn't take too many. Back to the Seth Deborah that I mentioned earlier, I believe she sent out her same release about 10 times before she got a story. but then she got another story, and later on, those same stories snowballed into a feature article for her in a magazine after her event had happened, the day, you know, the event where she made the $10,000 in business.
Yeah, very nice. What are the ways to go about getting free publicity?
Well, there's basically four ways, and one of these you want to avoid, and it should be obvious which one. You can be controversial, and honestly, that's actually the best way. The press loves controversy. Now, this doesn't mean you have to be, you know, a jerk or anything, but you can take a contrary position and get press, and that's really a good way to go if you can think of it. Another way is to solve a problem. If you come up with a solution that nobody's thought of, and this goes on a lot, like I think at Christmas I saw a press release that went out and got a story on mistletoe etiquette. You know, how do you, what should you do if somebody approaches you and says that you have mistletoe? People probably have thought about that and felt uncomfortable. They solved the problem. Another one is, you know, a fad that's going on, but I don't really recommend that one a whole lot, but it can work for you. And the last one is basically just be a nut job. You could just be totally crazy, and you'll get press. I think all of us have seen these late-night, you know, car commercials with a guy smashing windshields or something. You'll get press, but once you're labeled a nut job, you'll have trouble ever getting rid of that label, so that's really not the advisable way to go.
Okay. As I listen to this, are we and you talk about controversial. Can you give us some ideas on that?
Sure. I mean, it's you can set up. Let's take, you know, Wendy Friesen. You mentioned her earlier. This is one thing she's doing. She's starting a program where she's going to be working with addictions. And so, an instant way to get notoriety and press for that program is to find existing programs and say that those have problems with them. And so there's a tactic you can take and apply, and you will get noticed because everybody knows about the existing programs, and they're like, oh, something's wrong with that. Another one is, let's say that you are, and I think this was actually done by a financial advisor back in the days of when Bill Clinton was running, and for a second term. Now, this guy is a staunch conservative Republican, and he came out with a release that said, Bill Clinton will actually be good for conservatives who are in the market. Now, that's going to get your attention, right? It's like, here's this guy who's a hardcore Republican saying Bill Clinton's going to be good and good for the economy. What's that all about?
I'm thinking of, as I hear this, what would you say is the cardinal sin of publicity?
The cardinal sin is to, and this goes back to what we talked about earlier, is ignoring the what's in it for me for the reporter. You absolutely must have a story idea. A press release is to notify somebody about a story, and you want to make the reporter look good, right? So when they write this story, people go, wow, that was great, and, you know, that's, you're a brilliant reporter for finding that story and writing about it. So number one rule, always think about the storyline and how you can make it easy on the reporter. And this reminds me of something I forgot to say earlier. A press release really has one purpose, and that purpose is to get the reporter or the station or the radio station or whatever it might be to call you and interview and ask for more information. So you don't need to provide everything in there. You just want to hook them enough that they're calling you up, they're coming by your event. If you're doing, you know, doing something new and different, maybe they'll come by and actually bring a photographer in tow or the TV cameras. This has happened for people that I've taught this to. And that's what you really want, because then you get a much bigger story. If you try and tell a whole story in the press release, there's nothing left. There's no, you're not hooking them, not hooking their curiosity. They'll set it aside and forget about it.
So you told us that you're going to at least share some ideas about how we should go about writing a press release, but not just writing a press release, but writing a press release that gets read, and your first audience is the person that gets the press release from you, not the reader on the street, but gets the press release to begin with, so they make a decision as to what's going to happen with it, right?
Right. Now, like I said, I'm going to give give everybody that's on the call a template, and the template has a lot of notes about the structure of a press release. There is a structure that is used, that is still used today. It's been around for a long time. It's one page, and there's information on who you are and how to contact you on there. The template will show you all that, and will also tell you what's important in the first paragraph, the second paragraph. So what the bigger picture version of how to write a press release is, what is your strategy? And this involves you doing your homework. How does this fit in your marketing? Where do you want to position yourself? And what sort of storyline do you want to take? And along with that is you want to pick your theme, like some of the themes that we're going to cover in a minute, some of the formulas. Then you want to write the headline. The headline is vitally important, and I'm going to talk about that again in a minute. Then you write the body copy, and the body copy is basically two or three paragraphs. And in those paragraphs, you want to summarize all the important info. In fact, in the first two or three sentences of the first paragraph, the summary of your whole story should be there with the important info and the hard facts. And like I said, you don't want to, the press release isn't the whole story in detail because you want them to call you. In the second section, you should slip in your credentials, who you are and why they should listen to you. And one of the things that's really important that most people always leave out is you should quote yourself. That way, you and your credentials will get in the final story. And this is in case sometimes they don't call, but they make a story out of what you send. So you're credentialing yourself in your own press release, and it's okay. If you don't promote yourself, no one else will. And then at the very end, you're going to have like some people call it a Johnson box. It's going to have details on how they can reach you, and a little bit more about what you do, and in there you can put your website address and stuff like that. So once the body copy is done, and again, you can follow along with the template I'm going to give you, and it'll be a lot of this will be much more clear, then you want to send it. And we'll talk a little bit later about what you do before you send it, but send the release and then follow it up. And most people won't do the follow-up, and that's a key point. And when you do the follow-up, you don't call up and go, hey, did you get my release? Because they'll just say no and hang up on you. What you want to do is say, I sent a release over earlier. I just wanted to see if you had any questions about the story or you needed any more facts. And if you can get the person on the phone, if you've done your homework and you know who you're sending it to, then that conversation can work into them interviewing you on the spot or even coming out if you're having an event or doing something special and getting even more in-depth coverage with photographs. So that's the basic steps.
Are there, other tested formulas for writing a press release that people can follow in addition to the templates that we're going to get?
Yeah. So this goes along with, like, kind of the strategy and what your theme are. So here's some things that people can do. You can tie it into current events or the news. And this is one, if the people that are on my newsletter, when I see something that looks like it would make a great story, I'll send it out and say, hey, you guys ought to write a press release about this. And I recently did that when there was a controversy going around about people doing seminars, hypnosis seminars for weight loss. And Greg Turner down in San Diego ended up getting on the news and doing a 2.5-minute how you spot a phony hypnotist section. So that was great. It worked out really well for him. Another one is seasonal stories. What can you tie in at Christmas? What can you tie in at Valentine's Day? What can you tie in, you know, 4th of July, summer, the solstice? You know, there's so many different seasons, you know, spring, summer, fall, rainy season, not rainy season. There's so many things and ways you can tie that in. Health stories, those are huge. Again, you know, I'm using the hypnotist as an example, but the coaches out there, a lot of them end up working with people who are stressed out, so that's a health story. You know, how do you reduce stress in your life? How can you tie that in? And this one's a real fun category. It's called secret knowledge stories. Everybody knows something that most people don't know, and that drives people crazy. So if you can reveal secrets about stuff, you'll get stories. And if you can reveal secrets that are not common knowledge, even better. And that's, you know, again, for the hypnosis community, everybody is curious about hypnosis. Nobody's really sure how it works. So they're fascinated by it. So that's why stories there work real well. But again, if you're a business consultant, chances are really good you know things, like I know things about press releases that a lot of people don't know. So So in a fashion, those are secrets. I could write stories about that. If you're a coach, you deal with people and helping them get through problems that most people don't know how to get through. You can write a simple, here are five steps to get through this common problem and send it out there. So that's secret knowledge again. And the last one is community stories. And under that, I would also put charities. A great way to get free press is to tie an event or something you're doing in with a charity. It'll have a huge high probability of getting published because it looks like there's absolutely no commercial interest behind it. And one of my coaching clients is looking at doing some press releases tied into, I guess it's IBS Awareness Week or month is coming up real soon, which is irritable bowel syndrome. And again, that's a health story. And you can actually combine these. So that's like a health story. And also, she's going to tie it in maybe with a charity if there is one she can find. And her probability of getting a story is very, very high. So that's five different, basically, I call them foolproof formulas, because when you're using those, you're going to write a good story. And if you send out enough releases to enough people, the story will get printed.
For sure. I'm wondering what you think might be the number one mistake you could make on a press release.
The number one mistake that I see, especially for businesses, is they're trying to sell. They think it's an advertisement. They think, oh, if I write this, I'll get free ad space in the press, and they're going to promote me and my product or my service. No good. You make that mistake, your press release will get round filed faster than you can imagine. What you always want to do is think, what's the story here? And you can do it in very creative ways. Back to the story that I mentioned earlier about the how to kiss under the mistletoe, that was from an electric toothbrush company, right? So there's a tie-in, and they actually got mention about their products in the story. But that's not what they went after. They went after a very clever, well-thought-out story, and the press liked it, tied in with the season of Christmas, tied in with, the whole idea of what do I do if my cousin tries to kiss me, or my aunt, or the next-door neighbor, or the neighbor's wife, and it covered all those things, like what do you do and how do you say no in a polite fashion. And then they got a nice little write-up about their company at the end, and that thing went super viral. It was all over the place. So providing a story will have a better chance of getting you and your product and your service mentioned than if you deliberately set out to write something that's just pitching your product. And I'll also point out that I know people have tried this online, and the online press release services will now reject it as being way too salesy. So if you're trying to do that, those guys have editors checking that stuff every day, and they will tell you. If you send it in, fax it into a regular news agency, they won't tell you. You'll just never hear from them.
That's a good point. I'm going to remind everybody that's on the call. First of all, those of you that are have called in on the bridge line, we'll have time for questions before we end tonight, and you'll be able to. So think of your questions as we go, and you'll be able to come online and ask your question by pressing 1-1 on your phone, and I will see you. That sort of holds your hand up, so I can see it and I can bring you into the call. Or if you're listening on the simulcast, you'll see on the simulcast where you can type your questions. Feel free to type them in there. And we'll have a chance to for Craig to answer some of the questions if you have any. And I have one, and I've been thinking there must be a single biggest factor on a press release for getting it read, noticed, and acted on when it arrives at the media.
Yes, there is. And it's actually the same when you create print ads. It's the same when you do web pages for your services or products. It is a common mistake. It is a way too common mistake. And as a copywriter, this is the one that made me realize, hey, I can make press releases that people can't resist. And so that one factor is the headline. The headline, I think it was David Ogilvy that said it, is the ad for the ad. It is what hooks people in to reading the rest of your release. If you don't have a headline, you probably won't get it read. It'll just look like a blob of text. If you don't have a good headline, they'll look at the headline and they won't want to read any farther. It's the one part you should spend the most time on. Now, a little copywriting lesson. The way to write good headlines is to get a source of good headlines, and there's a little formula you can use that you can take known headlines that have been proven to pull and transform them to use for yourself. And the way to do that is you can take the words out that reference whatever the other product is and then put your own words in there. One of the things I was going to provide for everybody was like a handout on how to do this. I didn't get time to write it up. I apologize. So you'll have to kind of listen as I'm saying it and imagine how you might do that. But what I want to first tell you is an amazingly good resource for headlines. And this is a book that every business owner should have. Every marketing guru in the country I know that I've ever met recommends it, and a lot of them read it more than once themselves, and some of them keep it on their desk as a reference manual. The book is called Tested Advertising by a guy named John Caples, and that's spelled C-A-P-L-E-S. Get that book. It has got, I think, well over 100 of the best headlines ever written. It shows a lot of them how they tested against the headlines they beat, and it tells you like how much they pulled. And if you have that as a resource, you can't go wrong. There's also a chapter that has 27 different headline formulas in it. So if you just went to that chapter and sat down and wrote two headlines based on each of the formulas, you'd have about a little over 50 headlines, and one or more of those would be really killer. And this is how you get good at it. And I still do it. When I sit down to write headlines, I spend a lot of time, and I write out somewhere a minimum of 25, sometimes as many as 60 or 70, until I've got the ones that I know are really going to work. And then I test, which is another very important thing. So I can't emphasize this enough. Get yourself a copy of Caples' book. It's called Tested Advertising. You can get it on Amazon. It's about $10. And then read it. It'll help you in all of your advertising, but it's also a great resource for how to write headlines. You write a good headline, your press release gets noticed.
Now, I've finished writing my press release. I've done everything you asked me to do. I've used the template. I've got it all prepared. And I've got the headline that I'm happy with. I tested a whole number of them. Didn't test them, except personally tested them. And I'm going to come back with another question about that word test in a few minutes. But I've set aside that, okay, the one I've got might be the one that'll work. And so now what? How do I send it out, and to whom do I send it?
Okay, that's a great question, because if you have a release sitting around, what do I do with it is the next obvious step. And I'm going to tell everybody, one of the free gifts I have for you guys is something I wrote for a client a while back. It's called The Quick and Easy Guide to Getting Your Press Release Out, and it will go into more detail than I'm going to go right now. I'm just going to give you the basic steps. That one will go into greater detail, and also we'll have some of the resources on where you can find this information, and also a little bit on how to get out internet releases. But the basic step is, again, you got to do your homework. You want to pick your targets. You want to pick the media that you want to try and be in. You want to read that media and find out, like, and I'm assuming this is like a newspaper, magazine. If you're doing radio, you want to listen to it. If you're doing TV, you want to watch it. And find out who are the people, the writers, the editors, that are most likely to run a story. And also, what section. Do I want to be in the, you know, headline news? Am I going to be in the sports section? Am I going to be in the daily living? Am I going to be in the business section? You know, where do you want to be? Once you have that, and you have a list, then you want to take your release and fax it to them. Now, I always get questions, what about email? Well, I just ask you to think about how much email you get and how much email you actually read and how many things sit in your inbox and never get done, or you forget about them, or you delete them and never read them. We're all swamped with email, and it's extremely unreliable. If you want to get it read, send a fax. Nobody sends faxes anymore, so you're going to get attention. You can also email, and in some cases the media won't have a fax number, or you might have to really dig and go to like Bacon's Media Guide or something to find it. In that case, you can try email, but I would highly recommend that you send a fax and then follow up. If you were able to target the person or the editor, give them a call. And remember, don't ask, did you get my release? They hate that. Ask, are there any questions or do you need any more information to understand, you know, what this release is about? You're trying to help them again. Remember, you're helping them write a story. Now, here's a little step that virtually nobody does, and this includes people who are in the professional media business who do nothing but, you know, get publicity for their clients, and that's they don't send the release again. I think it was Debbie Lane, her first year of doing World Hypnotism Day, her first time she sent out a release, she got no response, and the second time she sent out a release, she got multiple stories, including a huge one in the St. Petersburg Times. And it was the second release that made it happen. It was the same release, and it was sent to the same people. They get busy. They put stuff on top of their releases on their desk. They forget about it. So send it again. And if it works 1 year, let's say you're doing a something around Valentine's Day, a good friend of mine, Bart Baggett, I think you might know him, Elsom. He does handwriting analysis.
Yes,
he had a release that he sent every year on Valentine's Day because every year it worked and got him interviews all over the country. So if it works it once, it'll work again when you stop sending it, when it quits working. And that saves you from doing repeat work, by the way, if you find something that works.
True enough.
And then finally, you can send the same release out on the Internet, but there are different strategies to Internet releases, which we don't have time for today.
Well, speaking about that, some of the people on this call are thinking to themselves, look, Craig Eubanks is a professional copywriter. He's a marketing expert. So it makes sense that sending out press releases is absolutely going to work for Craig Eubanks. How does it work for the average consultant, the average coach, the average hypnotist, the average doctor who doesn't have the skills you have? Like, do you have success stories to share so that the listeners on this call are going to feel empowered to go forward and try this out so that they will know this truly works?
Yes, I do. And I actually have quite a few. I've mentioned a few already. My favorite one by far, and I actually did a teleseminar with her for World Hypnotism Day, is Debbie Lane in Palm Harbor, Florida. She jumped right on it the first year, started sending out press releases, and probably did almost everything wrong.
Okay.
Except for one thing, which is she did it. And she didn't even have my template because I asked her, did you use mine? And she just found a generic one on the Internet. But she did a few things right, which was she had a headline, and she, you know, had a little bit of a hook to it. And she sent it out multiple times, and she followed up, and she ended up having a smashing success, a World Hypnotism Day event, and got all kinds of press, including the front release story on the St. Petersburg Times. Since then, she wisely kept it as part of her marketing mix, and I had a conversation with her, I don't know, I guess about 2 months ago, and she told me that she roughly calculates that the publicity strategy part of her marketing has been worth over $100,000 to her business. She's had been featured on television. She's been featured on radio. She's had multiple stories written about her throughout the year. She's had press come up to her events. She's had them come and actually be hypnotized with her. And last time I talked to her, she said that there was a radio station contacting her about doing her own show. So this is someone who knew nothing about copywriting, who knew very little about marketing, and she just said, I'm going to give this a whirl, and it worked out for her. And then there's in San Diego, Greg Turner, who got, you know, that beautiful segment on the San Diego major news channel down there, and that was from one press release. and he wrote it, you know, taking the contrary side, like I said earlier. There's been people around the country who sent me stories. Actually, I've even gotten stories from people in the United Kingdom and in Australia who've done the same thing. So this kind of thing, you know, the press release works anywhere there's news outlets. People have gotten full stories written about them. They've gotten interviewed by the press. They've gotten interviewed by radio. And a lot of these did it for World Hypnotism Day, so going back to the hypnotist, which is kind of an event day. But repeatedly I hear the story, you know, I'm booked with clients for months. My phone's been ringing off the hook. I can't believe it. I'm glad I did it.
Very nice. For those of you that are, once again, on the call, if you have any questions, this is a good time to give them out to us, to ask Craig. And those of you that are on the phone line, you can press 1-1, and I'll see you hold your hand up, and I'll bring you in. If you're on the simulcast, go ahead and type your question in. We'll see it, and we'll ask Craig. And Wendy from Chicago has this question. How big or unusual does the story have to be to get PR? In other words, how do I get my press release to stand out?
Well, it doesn't really have to be that different, but what you don't want to be, what you want to avoid, is being boring. If you look at a lot of the press release templates that so-called professionals tell you, or you look in a book on it, what it looks like is just kind of a listing of facts, and that's not going to get it. You want to have something that at least looks interesting. And a really good strategy for that is, you don't have to be super creative, is set up Google Alerts. And if you don't know how to do it, you can just go to alerts.google.com, and it'll tell you. You do need a Google account, which takes you all of 5 minutes to get. And you can set Google Alerts to send you daily little excerpts of news stories on topics related to your business. And this is one of the things that I do. I have it set for the keywords hypnosis and hypnotherapy, and I see what's going out there because I want to watch who's creating press releases and who's getting stories. And you can actually tell the difference between a press release and a story because it'll show up on something like PR Web or PR Wire, and then you can see the story later in the day. And you can just see stuff that comes down the pipe. So this is what, using Greg Turner as an example again, I saw this story come across repeatedly about Better Business Bureau's warning, you know, if you go to these seminars, these fly-by-night seminars on hypnosis weight loss, it's a scam. And I put it out to people, and I said, hey, somebody ought to write a press release saying how to spot a legitimate hypnotist and how to spot the scammers. And he ended up with a 2.5-minute television interview, and it wasn't all that hard to do. But, he had a good headline with it that, and I don't remember what it is, I've got his release somewhere. So that hooked them in, and then they wanted to do the story, and they interviewed him on television within, like, 2 days of his release. So, you know, pay attention to what's going on around you and just kind of hook into that and let the stories themselves kind of write your release for you. But, you just want to tie it into what you do.
Yeah, that's such good advice. Once again, if you have any questions, this is the time to ask. Press 1-1 on your phone. I'll see you hold your hands up. I'll bring you in. Or type it in if you're on the simulcast, type it where in that little box it says for your questions. In the meantime, I want to give everyone on the call a link I'd like you to go to. And if you'd write this down, please, it's tinyurl, it's tinyurl.com, tinyurl.com/, is a slash. Then it's followed by this complicated series of letters and numbers. And the letters and numbers are as follows. Y for yellow, N for Nancy, M for Mary, T for Tom, the number 6, and then U for uncle. So it's tinyurl.com/ YNMT6U. And when you click on that link, it's going to take you to what we call a You Ask Them campaign. And I've got two questions to ask those of you that are here tonight. The first question I asked you to think about as we went, which is, what's the most useful information that you got out of Craig's teleseminar tonight? That's important for us as we do these teleseminars. What really helps the people who are listening to them? So answer that question, if you would. What's the most useful piece of advice, of information that Craig supplied this evening? And the second question that you will get there is, what one action are you inspired to take soon as a result of listening to this teleseminar tonight? It reminded you of something you've been thinking about doing for a long time, or it sparked a new idea or a new direction. So two questions are there. One, what was the most important piece of information you're taking away from tonight's teleseminar? Two, what one action, proactive piece of motion are you going to put in place because you are paying attention tonight and you want to improve your practice? Whatever your practice is, you want to grow it. And clearly you're here tonight because you want to grow your practice. That's what it's all about. So one last call for questions. Oh, by the way, Craig talked about some bonuses he has for you tonight that are going to really help you as you build your business and you do the publicity. And so he's going to give you that information in just a moment. But first of all, we're going to hear from...
Yeah, Craig, you've always given great information. I've been following you on your lists. And on some of the lists that I'm on, you've always given out great information for free. I want more. I want more. I want to find out, what do you have for sale? What can I buy from you? I really feel obligated to buy something from you because you've given such great information for free, and I've used it, and it's been great, and I want more.
Yeah, I guess people are going to drag me kicking and screaming into making a product. I'm actually... Because I've had so many requests for like replays of teleseminars on publicity and all the stuff I've done, I am actually putting together a product on it and working on it. Hopefully I'll have it done in a month or two or maybe less. And it'll go into much greater detail. It's going to have multiple interviews, and I'm going to try and get – I'm working on getting some screencasting software working so I can actually do critiques of press releases. Go, you know, from top to bottom on what's good about it, what could be better, why it worked, why it didn't work, and I'll have a bunch of press releases that are included in that. If anybody wants to know about it, they can just sign on my newsletter list. They'll be the first to know. I also do coaching for people, and even though I primarily do it in the community of hypnotists, I've worked with clients across all different businesses. So if you feel like you want some direct response marketing help with your business, including publicity and building systems, you can just fax me at 415-681-8223 and ask about the Strategic Marketing Business Coaching Program, and I will get back with you and decide if we're a fit. I don't know if anybody wants copywriting help. I'm actually fairly high-priced in that area, but I am available for that as well, and you just fax me at the same number and tell me you're looking for a copywriter, and we'll see if we can work something out.
Super. Thanks. And here's somebody else we want to hear from.
Yes. Craig, when do we know when we should just focus on local press releases or go national?
Okay, I'm going to repeat the question because it was kind of faint, just in case people didn't hear it. And the question was, how do we know when we should focus on local press releases versus going national? Well, that kind of depends on your business and what your strategy is. So if you're primarily in a local area and you get most of your clients from the local area, then you want to concentrate on local media. And from local media, you can actually go national, even if you hadn't intended it. It's something I call the snowball effect, because media are actually, they watch each other to see what stories are going on. So if somebody does a story on one thing, very quickly other people will jump on the same story. Now, if it's a small local story, that may not be the case, but if it has a real interesting hook or a humanitarian side to it, it can actually go very quickly, go viral, in essence. And that's because the media all like to like to see what everybody else is doing. But you have to decide how to target. Now, going national is more expensive, although you can go to certain publications like USA Today. You can obviously go to the big news networks. But you're going to be competing with whatever the stories of the day are. And I've actually had clients who were supposed to have like half-hour features on a program get bumped because of, Hurricane Katrina, I think. You know, and that's when that came through, all the news outlets were focusing on that literally 24/7. So any other stories that were supposed to get run nationally all got bumped. And by the time that guy got back onto the channel, he got like a two-minute segment instead of all the half hour it was originally supposed to be. So that's the risk with going national, is you're competing with all the world events. But I would say if you haven't written any releases, if you haven't done any of this, you know, hone your chops locally. The local media is much more likely to run stories on you. And then as you get more stories, you can build a media room on your website. We didn't have time to talk about that today, but that's part of the strategy, too, is you should have a little media room. And what you want to do is every time you have a press release, every time you have a story, you put it in your media room along with your bio, suggested questions that the media should ask you, a little bit about what you do, and a photograph. Actually, you want to have photographs they can use, so nice high-resolution ones of you that you would want in print. And then you can direct the media to those, and you have a little on your website, a little media room, so they can find it. And so as you get more and more local stories, then you can move national, and they'll see, wow, this guy's been in the news. You know, he's definitely newsworthy. We should run the story, too. So that's kind of the strategy I would say. If you haven't done this, start local and then go national.
Great. The link you're going to have so they can get the useful information that's going to help them move forward and begin their own publicity campaigns as part of their marketing plan. What would the link be for that? I'll also mention, just so everybody will know, if you go to, I'll give you that link one more time, tinyurl.com, YNMT6U. I hope I did that clearly enough. If you'll go there and just give us the feedback on tonight's teleseminar and your own, memorialize your own plan for, okay, something you're going to do as a result of being here tonight. It's always a good idea to make a decisive action as a result of getting more information. Send us that with an autoresponder. We'll also send you the link that Craig's going to give us right now. And if you take a look and you're on the simulcast, you should see a hyperlink there that says Craig's Free Gifts. Click there, and that'll take you right to the survey, the You Ask Them campaign. Craig, how do we get them?
Okay, it's real simple. It's hypnosismarketingtips.com/free gift, one word. So hypnosismarketingtips.com/free gift, one word. And what you'll see is I've actually got 7 bonus gifts for you. Now, the first one is the handout, and that was in case people couldn't get the handout before. You want to make sure you have a copy of that. I've got the press release template. And you'll see on there it has very explicit instructions on what should go where in the template. You follow that template, you write a good headline, you'll get stories written about you. Everyone I've known that's used this has had success. You know, not necessarily the first time, but you will get stories written about you. So that should answer any of your questions about the structure of release, and it actually gives a little bit more detail than I gave on this call. I've got 2 press releases for you to look at. One is one that I wrote called, it says the game press release. That particular press release I did for a friend of mine who wrote a book that later became a New York Times bestseller. He was coming to San Francisco to do a book reading or whatever you call those things when the author comes and talks about his book. That release ended up getting him a front page story on the style section of the San Francisco newspaper. And the book reading was packed, and the bookstore, in fact, they didn't know what to do. They said they'd never had that many people show up at one of those readings, so it was very successful. And I know it worked because when the reporter interviewed him, on top of her notebook was my press release. I never
pretty
did
good clue.
For you, though. Yeah, it was a great clue. He told me that. He said, "Hey, man, I saw your press release there." Then I've got the press release that Debbie Lane wrote when she didn't know anything about anything, and ended up, she kept sending it out for World Hypnotism Day, and she got huge story in the St. Petersburg Times. And she said she was booked. She had clients booked for almost 6 months after that story hit. And the funny thing was, she didn't even have a website ready at that point in time, which just goes to show you what you can do with a press release. You just got to make sure you have a phone number in it if you don't have a website. And I put that in there because I want everybody to see that you don't have to, like, you're going to flip out over my press release. It's got this great headline and all this copy on it. I want you to see what you can get to and what you're capable of. But I also want to see how a simple release done with very little other than motivation to get it out the door is done, and how it can result. And she, what did she say she made? I think that release, she said, was worth somewhere over $20,000 worth of business. And then I calculated the value of all the press she got, which was well over another $12,000 from this release. So that's why I put that there. If that doesn't motivate you to write your own and get it out, then nothing will. I've got my quick and easy guide to getting your press release out, which goes into greater detail on how to do research on the media, and also talks a little bit about putting out internet releases. Then if you want to know more about what I do and you want to get tips on marketing, I've got my newsletter. You just put your name and address, and I always like to have to know what your number one marketing problem is, because I'll probably write an article about it. So just put that in there. You don't have to sign up for it if you don't want to. That's strictly up to you. And if you don't like it, you can get off at any time. And then the last one is, I have a little video, which is how to jumpstart your hypnosis business without going broke. But this video is about positioning, so it applies to any business. So you take out the word hypnosis, you could put coaching, or you could put consulting in there, and the information is extremely valuable. You should do it before you do any marketing. So, again, that's hypnosismarketingtips.com/free gift.
Thank you for that, and we still have a few more hands that will come back up. Here we go.
How do you get lists of press people to send out your press releases to?
Okay. I do cover that in the guide, which is on the bonuses, but I'll give you a little bit of background on it. One of the easiest ways is to every newspaper and almost every magazine that I've seen, you'll see a list of the staff somewhere in the magazine, and they almost all have it on their websites. So, like, I was reading the business section of the San Francisco Chronicle the other day. I live in San Francisco. And it listed every reporter, every editor, and their contact information in there. So if I saw someone that wrote a story that was very similar to what I do, let's say I wanted to get some, I want to have a story written about me and copywriting and how maybe I helped a local charity, because there's one I'm going to be working with called Rocket Dog Rescue. I love dogs, and I love what these guys are doing. And so I'm probably going to end up writing some stuff for them. That's a great opportunity for me to get some news about myself as well as them. So I would find whatever reporter was in there, and I would write a press release and target strictly to that person. Now, some, like, radio stations, if they're owned by, like, Clear Channel, the big media conglomerates, those people are hard to find information about. But you go to the library, and you want to look for, I think it's Bacon's Media Guide, and tell them that, find the reference librarian, don't do this yourself, tell them what you're trying to do, and they'll pull out Bacon's Media Guide for radio, and they'll help you find the contact info, and that's an exhaustive reference. There's also some other references similar to Bacon's in the library. Make the reference librarian your best friend, and they'll help you find all that info.
Hey, I was wondering if the fact of being selected to teach at the annual convention is something to put in a local press release, and if so, how would you headline it?
Oh, absolutely. That's news about you, but it's also news about your community, right? Because that's kind of like something special. It's like having an athlete go to the Olympics. They'd write stories about that, right? So you just want to frame it from the point of view of, local hypnotist selected by a prestigious national organization to present at conference. Or if your topic happens to be something that's really fascinating, too, you can get that in there. So, and it's, the headline doesn't even have to be that complicated, but the idea is you want to reflect on the you as being a member of the community, so that it is of interest to the community, and you shouldn't have any problem getting a release like that.
And actually, you have
hypnosis.
You bet, and you've got two shots at that. You have the once you're selected for an event like that, you've got that opportunity, and then you can also do it again after you've done the event.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, milk it for everything it's worth.
sure.
And remember that the media like to run local interest stories. You know, they do like stuff, that the blood and guts and gore stuff that you see all the time, but they actually like to have good stories, especially when it's a local media. If you watch local media, you'll see stories like that all the time. I think somebody once referred to them as puppy dog stories because they make you feel good, and they need some of that. So, you know, just find whoever it is in your local media that does those kind of stories and then send it to them. And, you know, from the point of view of, hey, you know, local boy does good, this looks great for the community kind of thing.
Super.
Yes. Could you go over slower with your website again? Because I've tried it twice and couldn't get on.
Yeah, sure. It's
thank you.
Hypnosis, spelled HypnoSis. Marketing, MarketingTips, tips.com. That's all one word. Hypnosis Marketing Tips /free gift. One word. FreeGift.
And that is in. If you go to tinyurl. I better do that one more time. tinyurl.com/YNM. T6U. Or if you're on the Simulcast, just click where it says Craig's free gift, and that'll take you right there too. And the autoresponder that'll come back to you for your feedback, from your feedback, has that link built right into it.
Hey, Craig, I'm a big fan. You've given a lot of great stuff always. I want to know what sections, what different parts of the media should you attack or focus on? Is it lifestyle? Is it main news? How do you know what to who to send your press releases to?
Well, that'll depend. Going back to the first step, was what is your strategy? If you want to get I'm going to use hypnosis again as an example. Let's say you want to get something about hypnosis out that has to do with health. Let's say irritable bowel syndrome. A lot of people still don't realize that hypnosis is one of the more successful ways to minimize the pain and discomfort of irritable bowel syndrome. And there's actually been research recently that showed that the problem with irritable bowel actually happens in the mind, which is why hypnosis works so well. So there's a whole series of stories there. Both front page and the health section would be the ones I would target for that. Maybe even lifestyle. That would be kind of depend on the flavor of the lifestyle section for that particular publication. And then let's say you want to look at local news channels. Well, there's usually a health beat reporter. So I would try and find out who that is and then do everything I could to get my releases to that person or their assistant or their producer, whoever in particular they work with, that makes the decisions on the stories, or maybe all three if you can find that out. Don't feel you just have to send it to one person. You can, especially at a newspaper, you can target like a dozen different reporters and editors and do that multiple times. So it kind of depends on what the story is. Let's say you're doing coaching in the business community and you're working with high-powered executives and while you were working with one, they had a turnaround in their company, you know, where it was like a 50% increase in net profits. Well, that's huge. You know, take credit for it, and you'd want to find business editors and someone who writes those kind of stories, one of the reporters, or maybe two or three of them, and target all of them. Send the fax, follow up with a call, send it an email, too, if they have email. You know, don't go crazy like you're spamming them, but, you know, you want to get their attention. So it kind of depends on the strategy and the story, the storyline you're taking. If you're riffing off stuff in the news, then you want to be wherever that news showed up. I mean, that's the clue right there. What section was that news story in? And that's the one you want to go for. And if you're not real sure, pick some sections that have that are kind of close and send it to all of them.
Super. This has been terrific, Craig. I really appreciate all this information you've shared tonight. And those of you who are on the call, we appreciate your being here as well. Both there are a host of you on the call on the bridge line itself and a whole other host of you over on the simulcast watching and listening on the Internet. And we're trying to deliver regular business growing seminars on a regular basis through the Obvious Expert teleseminar series. So we really, really appreciate your joining us. And if you have friends that you think would be would benefit from this particular teleseminar tonight, feel free to send over the link of the instant teleseminar link that you received in the notice. And there's a link that says for replay, and sometime within the next half hour, this particular teleseminar will be up, and people can listen to it just by going to that link to the replay of this particular event. Once again, the link, if you are on the phone and you don't get it on the simulcast, is the tinyurl.com/YNMT6U. And Craig, why don't you go ahead and give the free gift link one more time as well.
Okay. Before I do that, there's one point I really want to drive home. It's like everybody on the call, I want you to commit to yourself that you'll not only write one press release and send it out, but you'll do it once a month for the next 12 months or at least the next 6 months so that you'll find out that you will get results from this. If you just send one out, you might not do it, but sending one is better than zero like we talked about earlier. It's the most important point, and if I can do anything to inspire you to at least take that step and send the release, then I've done what I came here today to do, because the people that actually take the time to do it are the ones that are going to get the results, and I've seen people getting massive results from this. So
super.
I just want to drive that point home.
such an important one.
The place where you can get, yeah, I hope I was clear on that.
Confusion.
So the place where you can get the free gifts I have for you, the 7 free gifts, is hypnosismarketingtips.com/free gift. Now, I've spelled it out a few times on the call. If you still don't get it for whatever reason, you can send me email through, through Eltham, and we'll find
sure.
a way to get it to you. But hypnosismarketingtips is one word, .com/free gift, which is one word. And while you're there, just go to the main website, hypnosismarketingtips.com, and I've got over 100 articles, podcasts, and videos available on marketing. It's targeted towards the people in the hypnosis community, but like I said, the information there will apply to any small business, especially small service businesses. People are in consulting and coaching. And in my private life, I work with people in those industries, so the information will apply to your business. And if you just sat down and read half the articles in there, you'd know more about marketing than most of the people in your field. So please do go there and then pick up the free gifts. And if you like, sign on my newsletter, and you'll get more from me.
Fantastic. Thank you, Craig. I'm going to unmute everybody's phone. So at this point, as we come to the end of the hour, a little beyond the hour, let's just all join in as we thank Craig, like right about now.
Thank you, Craig.
Thank you.
Thanks, Craig.
Thanks you, Craig.
Craig.
So much.
Thank you.
Hi, Craig. Thanks for